Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. This is the conclusion of Joshua's discourse, his final address to the people of Israel. And I really should have included it in my previous discourse, to preach a sermon, as it were, to give an address, to preach the gospel without the application is like spreading a table but putting no meat on the plate. This is the punchline. This is the climax. The application, the call, the urgency at the end, the pressing in to the believer and the unbeliever of all that's been said, this is vital. Not that the application comes at the end only. It comes all the way through. But unless we get this climax, this calling to response, then the sermon has been a waste. And there's too much lecturing going on today, and too little powerful pleading and urging and pressing home the gospel in all its vigor and force. Now we see Joshua doing that in the equivalent in the Old Covenant. Now. Not tomorrow. Now. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. He brings his congregation to the crossroads. He brings them to the crossroads now. Now, he says. And he calls upon them to fear, to reverence, to respect, to love, to serve, to worship, to honor, to glorify, to magnify the Lord. And serve him with faithfulness, with fidelity, with loyalty, with devotion, and with all faithfulness. Not merely outward conformity, but inward movement of heart. You can see the application here to the Israelites in his day, but you can see the application in the New Covenant. Believer, God addresses us in the gospel, and he tells us, he calls upon us now to fear him, to reverence him, to love him, to honor him, to worship him, to be devoted to him in all faithfulness, all of it, devoted. And of course, the believer is called to this, and so is the unbeliever. The unbeliever is called to trust the Savior. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to call upon the Lord. Now at this moment, Joshua brings his congregation to the crossroads. I would bring every one of my hearers. I would bring myself to the crossroads. Am I going to serve the Lord today? Am I going to worship him and honor him and magnify him? An unbeliever, are you going to come to Christ? Will you come now? 1 Thessalonians 1, 9 and 10. Under the preaching of the gospel, the Thessalonians forsook their idols, and they turned to serve the living and the true God. Precisely what we have here, to wait for Jesus Christ, to trust the Savior. The gospel was with power and success. Acts 19, 18 to 19, they came and burnt their occult books. The gospel had tremendous effect in their lives. They were converted to Christ, and they gave up their idols. Unbeliever, you must give up your idols. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. That's what happened with Paul at Thessalonica. That's what happened in Ephesus in Acts 19. And you will find it here in the Old Covenant. And I want it to happen now in my preaching. Believer, be committed to God. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Unbeliever, come to Jesus. Come now. Now fear the Lord. Now worship him. It's decision time. It's choosing time. It's your responsibility, he says to the people. And it's your responsibility hearing my gospel preaching now. And it's mine too. I'm preaching and hearing at the same time. Will I be given up to God today? Unbeliever, will you trust Christ now? The urgency in this man's preaching. The immediacy of it. Not delaying. He's seeking to persuade them. You get that in the New Testament. The apostles, they sought to persuade. We seek to persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we try to persuade them. 2 Corinthians 5, I think it is. He encourages them. How does he do that? By his example. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Yes, that's his example and encouragement. Others are coming to Christ. Will you come? Others are being devoted to Christ. Will you be devoted? Look how he brings them to the crunch point. He brings them to the head. He brings things to an issue. Make a decided stand, he said. Make an open stand. Be resolved and decisive. If serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Will you go back to the gods your forefathers have beyond the Euphrates? Or will you go back to the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are now living? Will you go back to Egypt? Where will you go? Go where you will. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Resolved, decisive, determined, open. The call is clear here. Believer, let's be 100% for God. Devoted to him. Take my life, take my moments, take my days, take my lips, take my voice, take my hands, take my feet, take my silver, take my gold, take my talents, take my all. Unbeliever, let's stop this drift. You have a God. Oh, I know some of you are pretending to be atheists or saying you're atheists, but you have a God. Your own reason is your God. Your mind is your God. Your philosophy is your God. Evolution is your God. Fate is your God, or whatever it might be. We all have a God. We don't have to have a statue in the corner. In the figment of our minds and imagination there, we have our gods. Which God will you have? Will you have Allah? The Confucius God? The Sikh's God? The Hindu's God? What God will you have? As for me, says Joshua, it's the Lord. As for me, it's Jesus Christ that I will have as Savior. Jesus Christ is Lord. I will come to God by the power of His Spirit through Jesus Christ, and I will receive the Lord as my Savior, my Lord and my King. How about you, my friend? Will you come to Christ? Will you yield to Him? Will you believe upon the Lord and be saved? Tomorrow? No, now, at this very moment. What, where I am now? Yes, even where you are now. Lord, save me. I bring you, if I can, to the very crunch and point of issue here. In other words, get off the fence. Stop drifting. Some of you have come from homes which had godly parents. That won't save you. Some of you have come from places where you're openly resolved to be an unbeliever. You're determined not to believe. Some of you are just neutral, religiously, attending places of worship, but no commitment. Joshua speaks, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods that you've got and serve the Lord. Make Christ your Lord. Look to God as your Father. Come by the Spirit to Jesus in repentance and faith. Be saved. Be a real Christian. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Art thou made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Will you be decided for Christ? Will you be open for God? Are you a secret believer? I remember my son speaking to me, many years ago now. After preaching one day, he came to me in the evening and he said, this morning you said, Father, you cannot be a secret believer. He said, that's what I think I am. He was a secret believer no more. Now he stands in a pulpit preaching the gospel of Christ. Can I help you to come to Christ? I preached to you, I discoursed, I talked upon Joshua 24, 14 and 15. But how about the words of Isaac Watts. Can you make them your own? Here's his testimony. Paul could say, I am not ashamed of the one I've trusted. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him. I am not ashamed to own him. This is what Watts wrote. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, or to defend his cause, maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross. Jesus, my God, I know his name. His name is all my trust. Nor will he put my soul to shame, nor let my hope be lost. Firm as his throne, his promise stands, and he can well secure what I've committed to his hand till the decisive hour. Then will he own my worthless name before his Father's face, and in the New Jerusalem appoint my soul a place. But what have you committed to Jesus' hand? If you cast your sins upon Christ, if you cast your soul upon Christ, if you cast your eternity upon Christ, then he will keep you and own you. Now will you own your Lord? Will you speak up for him and speak out for him? Will you arise and be plunged in water as a sign that you have yielded to Christ? Be baptized in water, since you have been baptized by the Spirit into Christ. And believer, let us be 100% for Christ. Let's maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. May the echo go round the world. As for me and my household, as far as I have any influence, because in the new covenant is every individual. But as for me, I will serve the Lord. Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? Who will serve him? Is there one listening to me who will say, put my name down. As for me, I will serve the Lord, beginning now, at this very moment.